This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The philosophy of wealth in Islam is a very wholesome and comprehensive philosophy. And it consists mainly of three things. One, earn wealth. Do not be dependent on anyone else. Stand on your own feet. Create wealth for yourselves, for your loved ones, for your families, for others. Once you have created this wealth, and that's why in the Muslim tradition, we have been told that we can trade all the way up to Jumu'ah Salah, Adhan. And then after Adhan, in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the call is given for the Friday prayer, then what do? And that's Adhan, Fadharul Bay. Fas'u ila dhikrillah, Wadharul Bay, then hasten towards remembrance of Allah, meaning the khutbah, the sermon of Jumu'ah, and leave trading. Then thereafter Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Then when the salah, the prayer of Jumu'ah is completed, then disperse in the land of Allah and seek of the bounty and grace of Allah. What these verses tell us is that you can trade all the way up to Jumu'ah, and then even after Jumu'ah you can go back to trading, earning and seeking the provision and the bounty of Allah. Muslims do not necessarily have this, or in fact, the Quran clearly tells us that there is no concept of a whole day of rest because Allah rested too. Now, even on the holy day of Jumu'ah, we can, and in fact, the verse actually suggests that we are encouraged that after Jumu'ah, go out and seek the bounty of Allah. So we have been strongly encouraged to earn, to provide for ourselves, for our loved ones, our families, but in moderation, within limits. And once we have gathered that wealth, then what should be our relationship with that wealth, our attitude to that wealth? This is a second part of that philosophy of wealth in Islam. First is earn. Two, once you have earned it, let it reside, let it rest in your hand, but let it not reside in your heart. Possess the wealth, but do not let wealth possess you. Do not be so attached to it. Use it as a means. Do not make the goal an objective in itself. And then the third part of that philosophy is, once you have earned wealth and you have it in your possession, and you do your utmost to ensure that you do not become attached to it, then do the third thing, which is the most important out of the three, which is spend in the way of Allah, give in charity, share, give to others. And do that quickly before death comes to you. That is the third part. So this is the philosophy of wealth in Islam. Of course we are supposed to earn, but whilst earning and after earning, we have been strongly discouraged to become attached to that wealth. And that attachment comes, that love of wealth comes, that desire to keep it, to control it comes. Not because we need it immediately, but simply because we fear losing it in the future. We fear loss in the future. And to avoid that loss, we are attached to what we have and we want more. And more and more. That greed never ends.